Legislation to create a new Department of Homeland Security isn't dead yet, but lawmakers say it's close to it. The Senate today refused to end debate on the bill because of an impasse over how workers will be dealt with in the new department. Some senators and the White House are continuing talks, but both sides say there needs to be a breakthrough very soon, or there will be no bill this year. NPR's Pam Fessler has more.
For the fifth time in the past month, the Senate has voted against ending debate on the Homeland Security bill. Democrats say Republicans are filibustering for political reasons. Republicans say Democrats won't give them a simple vote on President Bush's Homeland Security plan. The main author of the Senate bill, Democrat Joseph Lieberman of Connecticut, says whatever the cause of the impasse, there isn't much time left to enact what would be the biggest government reorganization in 50 years.
The clock is ticking, and as we all know, this Senate is going to move very soon to proceed to a debate on a resolution concerning possible military action in Iraq. That will mean that this legislation will go back to the calendar. Will it ever emerge? I don't know.
Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle says the Senate will stay in session until a bill is voted on, but it's not clear how or when an agreement can be reached. The differences involve how much authority the president would have over firing, hiring, and reshuffling workers in the new department. He says if he doesn't get enough flexibility, it will be difficult, if not impossible, to make the agency work. Democrats say the president already has a lot of flexibility, and they want to make sure that federal workers aren't deprived of civil service and union protections they now have. But Senator Lieberman says he thinks the dispute has gone far beyond differences over labor management rules.
I worry now that we are being stopped from achieving an agreement on a matter that we agree 95% on for reasons that have something to do with the election.
Democrats point to recent comments by President Bush that senators are more interested in special interests than in homeland security. Democrats say Republicans are using the issue to generate votes at the polls and to help raise money from anti-union supporters. But Republican Phil Graham of Texas says it's the Democrats who have made this a political issue by trying to protect their biggest financial backers, the labor unions. Graham says he hopes Democrats will come to their senses.
Or else they're going to go back to the American people and say, We are concerned about national security, but we're more concerned about our political security and our support from the labor unions that represent government employees.
Several moderate Democrats and Republicans have been trying in recent days to negotiate an agreement, and they say they'll continue to do so. The main point of contention involves conditions under which the president can waive collective bargaining rights for the 40,000 or so unionized workers who'll move into the new department. The sides also differ over what new personnel rules the president can put in place and whether or not the changes can be appealed by federal employee unions. Lawmakers involved in the negotiations say they're not that far apart, and Republican Fred Thompson of Tennessee says he holds out some hope there can still be an agreement this year.
You know, death sentence concentrates the mind, they say, and if people decide that they just don't want it to fail, then, at the last minute, sometimes things are done.
He says for now, the bill might not be dead, but it's clearly on life support. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.